Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is agentofthecustomer.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, The Third Ingredient. Ruth King's our guest, our good friend, 11-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com. Go there, check it out. There's some, how many, two million videos you have up there now, Ruth? 3 million. No, 3 million, right?
There were. There's 600 and some odd videos.
On every topic under the sun. So, folks, check it out. You'll be glad you went there. And also, don't forget her books, The Ugly Truth About Small Business, About Managing Employees, The Courage to Be Profitable, which is a landmark book. I encourage you, every business owner, every small business owner needs that book. Ruth, thanks again for being here. We're talking about theft, how people steal from small businesses, how employees steal from small businesses. And you just gave us a very interesting story about how they steal from employees in the field, steal from you using your little square, or there's the little triangle or whatever. We've got one of those.
There's lots of them.
Yeah, there's lots of those things. And they're handy, and they're good for cash flow until somebody steals from you. And then it ruins your cash flow. So now you got another topic. Yep. Another way people steal from you.
Well, this is what an owner should not do when he finds somebody who steals from you. So the guy found his bookkeeper stealing, and he has an immediate emotional reaction, all right? Remember that we have two – we either think emotionally or rationally, and when we're thinking emotionally, we're not really rational. And if you think about it, when you asked your wife to marry you, that was probably a very emotional decision backed up by rationality because you guys have been married for so long. But what happened was he got into his books for whatever reason and found that she had stolen. He first found about $15,000 and he was pissed. And so without calling the police, without talking to a lawyer, he just walked into her office and said, you know, look at this. And she admitted, you know, he said, wow. $15,000 and I want it back. And she immediately agreed and said, well, I have, you know, $8,000 in a 401k or whatever else it was. So he accepted the $8,000.
Oh, no.
He fired her. Yeah, he fired her and got the money back. All right. He started digging further and found out that it was closer to $60,000.
Wow.
Rather than the $15,000. And since he had made the deal with her and she had paid
the $8,000.
That was the settlement, and he couldn't go after her for the rest.
Wow.
All right.
So even though did she sign something? Even though there was future discoveries of other malfeasance, that became part of the original deal?
That was it. Yeah.
Wow.
He went to a lawyer afterward, and the lawyer said,
"Be careful."
Well, I'm not going to tell you what the lawyer said because we can't say it on the radio.
Well, here's the thing. If an employee steals from you, if you find out they're stealing from you and you realize you've traced it back for the last few months, well, if they've been with you for 5 years, you can probably figure
that you can
go back 5 years. Although not in every case. I have seen cases where people were good employees for 20 years and then just all of a sudden at the end they kind of go off the rails. And that does happen sometimes.
It does, and that usually happens because somebody's into some sort of stress, either
or jealousy.
Kid gets sick,
I've seen it from jealousy.
Yeah, that happens too.
Yeah,
but a lot of times people do stupid stuff simply because they need money for something. Somebody got sick; they need it for whatever, and then they get jealous and say, "Well, he has this. I deserve it.
He got a new car. I deserve new clothes or whatever." So what else have you seen?
So let me finish the story.
Oh, okay.
So he went back and the thing is that he fired her. He couldn't put her up, he couldn't put her in jail anymore.
Oh yeah.
Simply because there was a settlement and everything else like that. And she ended up working for somebody else he knew and he told her. he told that company what what she had done to him.
Oh, no.
I don't.
Oh, no. Don't tell me.
So, yeah, it's a real mess.
What happened?
The moral of the... I don't know.
Did he get in trouble
for
telling about her?
I don't think he did, because it was something that was accurate, something that was true, and something that happened to him. Mm-hmm. He didn't say, fire this person.
Right.
He didn't say, anything like that. He said, this is what happened to me, and he left it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not, anything like that, but I'm not sure they could sue him for anything simply because all he did was tell the truth.
Right.
So I don't know there, but the thing is that he learned the lesson of not to think and react emotionally. He had to go back and think about it, get over his anger, get over his madness.
What he should have done first was just watch it and see, and then do a little postmortem, forensics on going back. Maybe get the accountant to go back and an accountant to go in and say, see how far it is, and then bring an attorney in, especially if it gets to be a whole lot of money. But just get some advice on how to behave, because if she took that money and bought and paid down on a house, he could have gotten access to that equity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I assume. Yeah.
You at least want to ruin their day. If you don't get your money back, you at least want to ruin their day, don't you? That's one thing. You at least want to get a little bit of revenge. All right, Hope, we'll come back, folks. We're going to talk about cash flow. Nobody knows about how to help you with your cash flow better than Ruth King. And by the way, Ruth, you said something about me and asking my wife to marry her.
Yeah.
Ago. What makes you think she didn't ask me? That's what I want to know. How'd you jump to that conclusion? Quick break. 10 till. Right back with Ruth King. I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.